Section 8. He smiled briefly. It was a smile that did not flatter, but warned. Children live in the here and now, he said. A few guests smiled. One could hear something of longing in the smile. As a child, Dr. Audihs continued, I didn't have to look for meaning. The meaning was there. Presence, play, curiosity, joy, relationship. When something was boring, I left it. When something fulfilled me, I lost myself in it. Hans thought of his own childhood. It was, strangely enough, not warm, not cold. It was correct, bourgeois, well-groomed, and he thought that perhaps he had never lost himself, but had only ever complied. As an adult, said Dr. Audihs, something is added. Duty, responsibility, wage labor, organization. Things that are not automatically fun, but that are necessary because they carry our life. The word carry was well chosen. It had something physical. And with that, he continued, meaning-making begins exactly where I can choose. In my free time, in my shaping, in my goals. He paused for a moment. A modern word for this is flow, he said. I call it that today and I deliberately phrase it simply. Happiness is the union of two states, euphoria and hyperfocus. So joy and immersion, fun and concentration. Hans felt how the ring on his finger, if it had been able to speak, would have nodded. Euphoria, hyperfocus, those were words that smelled of Audihs, of the acronym that was more than a name. Only euphoria without focus, said Dr. Audihs, can tip into boredom. Because I do stimulate, but I don't dive in. Only focus without euphoria can feel like compulsion. Because I do function, but I don't live. He said don't live so quietly that it was hard precisely because of that. Flow arises, he said, when both come together. When something really interests me and at the same time challenges me. When I sense that is me, here I am awake. Hans thought of the moment in the GYMC cube when the dumbbell was heavy and yet the body wanted to. He thought of the counting, of the log, of the noting. Awake, yes. But was it life? Or was it optimization? And from that, said Dr. Audihs, follows a practical task. I have to find out which activities both delight and captivate me at the same time. And I have to build my life so that I get as much of them as possible. This is not romanticism. This is life architecture. Life architecture, a word that sounded like a draft in the music room. A central word in this lecture, he continued, is diversion.